came across this article. I saw it on Facebook. Dawkins Wants to Eat Human Meat, by Wesley Smith here in the National Review. But then, did a little go at first I thought it was a spoof. I thought, now someone's just being, weird or wanting to do something like the Babylon Bee or something like that. But this is for real. Richard Dawkins, the infamous atheism proselytizer, has mused about eating human meat. I've always found that his efforts to go all over the world, he Richard Dawkins has made it his purpose to communicate to everyone that life has no purpose, which is a little strange, but the article continues. No, he doesn't want to join the Donner Party. Now, people might think Dahmer, like as in Jeffrey Dahmer, who ate a bunch of people. But this is Donner, Donner. But they explain what they're talking about here. The Donner Party was a group of travelers that were heading west, and they took a detour. That was a big mistake because 30 feet of snow fell like the night after they did that, and they were stranded for quite some time, and ended up having to eventually eat the dead in order to stay alive. So anyway, he doesn't want to join the Donner, not Dahmer, Donner Party. Researchers may soon be able to manufacture meat from cell lines in the lab, and Dawkins has suggested in a tweet that we could overcome our taboo by eating human flesh so manufactured. Here's what Dawkins said. What if human meat is grown? Could we overcome our taboo against cannibalism? An interesting test case for consequentialist morality versus yuck reaction absolutism. And the article continues, yes, we must break taboos or we are not free. Cannibalism is profoundly immoral in Western culture, absent absolute necessity, such as when the members of the Donner Party consumed their already deceased co-travelers to stay alive, because it denies human exceptionalism and the unique dignity and meaning of human life. This view extends even to those who have died, which is why we treat the deceased in a respectful manner, and why desecrating the dead is considered to be immoral and is against the law, even in war. Dawkins, of course, rejects the concept, considering it speciesist, e.g., discrimination against animals. So, our aversion to eating other humans is speciesist. He thinks we are just a collection of carbon molecules and certainly of no intrinsic value, simply and merely because we are human. Folks, you see, this is where the Christian world and life view and understanding the truth about where we came from and what we are and whose we are is so important. You see, human beings are not animals. Our ancestors were not African apes. Man has always been man. Man was made in the likeness and image of God, and we are distinct from the animals in that way. Man alone has the capacity for abstract thought. Man alone has languages that can communicate in abstraction. Man alone is able to do things like write poems and compose symphonies, and to love in the way that we do, and to hate in the way that we do as well. Only human beings have the capacity for communion with God, and man, as the image of God, is different from every animal on earth. Man is unique in that way, and that's not speciesist. That is simply the way that the Creator made us. Excuse me. As the article says, he's being consistent. We're just a collection of carbon molecules, and certainly of no intrinsic value, simply because we're human. For example, he has yearned for the creation of a human-chimp hybrid creature as a means to prove we are not special. Well, there's a good reason to do something like that. Let's create a chimera, an interlocking genetic thing, a human-chimp hybrid, if possible, just to prove we're not special. What would be the value of doing this, I wonder? Anyway, the article continues. That misanthropy may flow from his atheism, but a non-theistic belief system does not mandate the rejection of human exceptionalism. As my wonderful friend, the late great atheist Nat Hentoff, would have told him. The unique, well, that may be true, but I think Dawkins is just being more consistent with his perspective. Is it the same thing he said about pedophilia? It's not that big of a deal. It's just, atoms banging around and one bag of biological goo doing something to another bag of biological goo that happens to be a little bit younger. Who cares? It's of no moral significance at all. Yeah, that's consistent with that perspective and that worldview. The article continues, "The unique, equal, and inherent dignity of every human life is a core belief of Judeo-Christian moral philosophy and a foundation principle of Western civilization. Indeed, every historical evil committed in the West, slavery, eugenics, Jim Crow, the Holocaust, the Inquisition, you name it, flowed directly from rejecting or disregarding that principle." That's quite true. Seen in this light, Dawkins's cannibalistic yearning, "There is no reason to eat human meat except as a means of sticking a finger in the Judeo-Christian eye," is both decadent and subversive. And I would certainly agree with that. I mean, why would Dawkins want to do that? Why can't we just grow human meat and eat it? Well, I guess from Dawkins's perspective, it would only be a matter of if it tastes good or not, and if it's nutritious or not. If it was real nutritious and it was very tasty, yeah, sure, why not? Why can't we just grow humans and harvest them and keep them on farms and then have them slaughtered and packaged and put into the meat market at the grocery store? Why not? Why not? We're serving ribs tonight, human ribs. Why is that immoral? Why is that wrong? Because men are created in God's image. We do not belong to ourselves. And human beings do not have the right to just do whatever they want. God created man. Man has an inherent dignity to him. And even the dead, we are not allowed to desecrate them. As it's pointed out in the article, that's against the law. So I saw that and thought, this has got to be a joke. Someone is attributing something to him because he's gotten a little bit wild-eyed and more weird as he's gotten older. But it looks to be legitimate. He definitely thinks that it's okay to eat human meat. And I'm looking at the tweet right here on his Twitter feed. So lab-grown clean meat could be on sale by the end of 2018. Well, maybe that's true, and it would be indicative again of the fact that our culture is on its way to just total death. I was having doing devotions at home last night with my family, and I have a lot of kids, and we had a guest over with us, and we were talking about this stuff, and I pointed out, I said, one thing about the culture that we live in today, the death culture that we live in today, in a couple generations, it'll be gone, because what does the death culture do? Well, it dies. It kills itself. Think about all the forms of sexual filth and perversion and everything, all the homosexuality and transgender, all of that stuff. What does that mitigate against? It mitigates against human flourishing. People are going to be dead a lot sooner than they would have been if they had lived lives according to God's law and lives according to the way that God wants us to live. For example, children are a blessing. They're a good thing, and they should be embraced and loved and taken care of, even if there's things wrong with them. We should cherish them, and that's part of our inborn instinct as people created in the image of God. We inherently want to be compassionate towards others. It's only when people become more consistent with an atheistic, agnostic, or worldview that argues that really we're just African apes that have bigger cerebral cortex in our brains and can think higher thoughts and have more ingenuity and creativity. That's what leads to people thinking that, well, maybe we can just grow humans and harvest their meat and eat them. Human beings are not animals. We are not animals. We have inherent dignity. It is not right for humans to even entertain the idea that we could grow human meat and then slaughter them and package them up in the meat store. Who would ever have imagined that such a discussion would ever take place? Well, in an atheist view of the universe, anything's possible. In an atheistic view of the universe, where there are no fixed and unchanging laws, all you have is a social contract. If you can get enough people to think that way, if you can get enough people to agree with that, well, then that'll become the new normal. And we'll become oddballs for thinking that we shouldn't be eating humans. So, again, atheists used to get angry because people would say, yeah, those atheists are out there eating babies. Well, one of them is suggesting that now. So what can we say? Atheism ultimately is self-destructive. It has led to, when you look at it applied to the political realm, when you look at the history of atheism applied to economics and public policy, has led to the wholesale murder and slaughter of millions and millions of people throughout the last century. Look at what atheism did. Look at what the the principles of dialectical materialism as they were pushed forward through books on history and economics by Engels and Marx, and how those were picked up and translated into Chinese, and Chinese intellectuals got a hold of them. And then you had the rise of the Communist Party in China. You had Leninism, Stalinism, Maoism, Ho Chi Minh. My father, you know, fought in the Vietnam War trying to contain the spread of communism, because why would we do that? Well, because communism is totally destructive. China has never recovered from the Great Leap Forward and from Mao's stupid policies, the policies of the party that completely annihilated that nation's economy. That whole hemisphere was ruined by atheism applied to public policy and applied to the realm of politics. The idea of socialism, communism, we'll have a classless society where nobody owns anything, and then things will be owned by everyone collectively. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. It's impossible. It's a pipe dream. But, you know, if you're atheist and you think that progress is made through conflict, the whole principle of dialectical materialism, and, well, it makes sense. Let people fight and let there be war all the time. That's what, you know, men that were caught and executed by the Nazis, by the Germans, who were communists, many of them would shout out before they were executed, "Long live the world revolution." Revolution is how we move forward. So anyway, Richard Dawkins is lamenting that we don't eat human meat. And you got to love the man's consistency. You got to love his consistency. I'll link to the article that I was reading from here. Anyway, I just wanted to do a quick video on that. Thanks for watching.